one time say, he will take care of you. He will take care of you. Trust and never doubt him. He'll bring you out. Here we go. Check it. Sometimes life can be a lonely road. Make you feel like you can't bear the load. But don't give in, cause there's one thing I know. Sometimes your friends can cause the greatest pain. Make your tears flow like a pouring rain. Let me tell ya, don't give in, cause it's not all in vain, no. He'll bring you out, yeah. That brought me to my knees. Until his loving kindness lifted me. He put his arms around me from the sin and shame. That's right. Is that all right?
Hey.
He will take care of you.
You've been doing it all the time.
Just clap your hands right there. He will take care of you. I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's all right.
La 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 la.
I think it's all right.
Hit him with it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Everybody say it with me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Just clap your hands. Everybody just clap. Just
clap.
And everybody just clap your
hands. All right, clap your hands.
Say,
hey, everybody say, hey,
come on.
Anybody want to get your praise out? Come on.
Say, yeah. Yeah. Y'all keeping this thing going. I see you. What?
I know you're going through something.
Clap your hands. And everybody that see.
Think it's all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo! I know y'all say, what's up with that boy? He getting his praise on. Yes, I am. Because this is the time to talk about it. Let's talk about it with myself, Pastor E, and Pastor Valoris Brooks. We call her Pastor V. And yes, we are going to dedicate to having real talk discussions with real issues, finding real achievable godly goals. And yes, we will team together to explore the issues relevant to our daily walk from both a male and a female perspective. Y'all better put your seatbelts on tonight. Yes, we will speak the truth without compromising the word of God. Yes, we will speak the truth only from a biblical perspective, but we are calling all men, all women, all folks of truth to join the discussion, and let's break the chains of our past. Bring your real voice, your real issues, and your real listening heart as we discover the truth and we talk about it and we collaborate. Let's talk about it. There's a spiritual high going on right now. Just to give God praise. I'm just so grateful just to have another breath to say thank you. And to know that God always comes through. And to know that when you stand for him, there's no differential. There's no other way. There's no second chance. There's only one way, and there's following him. And I'm so grateful today that he's given me this chance and this platform and this opportunity to speak freely from our hearts. Without any further ado, I want to bring in my co-host, my partner in crime, however you want to describe this relationship. But without any further ado, Pastor V, welcome. What's up? I know we're going to talk about it tonight. You know what we're going to talk about it, but are they ready for what we're going to talk about?
Listen, I think that they're, I believe that they're ready. Because like you said, when I jot down some notes, I was like, ooh, why you taking me there? Ooh. So I was like, the people must be ready because you haven't us to talk about it. So I'm ready when you are, sir.
Amen. Amen. Well, the subject for this week is, why do people assume that single pastors are available? And I want to really emphasize on that available part, because speaking from the pulpit, and this goes both male and female, there's no respect or person in this. I believe God gave me this, that something that we can really say from both angles and let people really see, like, wow, you mean that's what you go through? Oh, that's what happens when you, we're going to break down some truth tonight, but we're also going to reveal that, first of all, being single is not wrong.
Correct.
Being single doesn't make you weird. It better make you peculiar, but it doesn't make you weird. Being single is not always a curse.
Right. Exactly.
So a lot of people think that there's so many different areas when it comes to being single, especially when you're dedicated to the Lord. So the topic tonight is, why do people, and I'm not, I couldn't give you this subject if I didn't know people assume this, but just because you're single and a pastor, you're available for a husband or a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
And one thing about it is that, okay, so you ready? So one thing.
I'm ready.
You know what?
Wait, hold on. I'm ready. But this just came straight from the Lord. Pray us into this session.
Father,
let
God
us go before the
Jesus,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and praise you for yet another day and another broadcast, another heart, minds, and listening ears that have tuned in, Father, to hear a word from you, to hear encouragement from you. Yes, Lord, we are talking about the issues, but yes, Lord, you are giving us revelation on solutions as well. So, God, we thank you for those, Lord. We just ask, Father, that you always be in the midst, that the Holy Spirit always guide each and every one of us, whether we are the host, co-host, or we're the ones that's calling in, Father. Let it always be about you, that someone is guided, elevated, and has a breakthrough. In Jesus' name, amen.
Less of us and more of you is what we desire and what we call out in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I know we're both single. that's just noted. We've let that be known all across Facebook. And that could be millions knowing this. But being single for me, now I just have to be honest, is a choice.
Correct.
Being single for me is a dedication. Because I've always done things before in my life thinking I needed somebody else's help.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't take away from spiritual connections and being able to work together. Because look at this union. You're in Wisconsin. I'm in California. And we can work together for the better good. But normally people think that because you're single, that now that's a connection that's meant to go to somewhere else. And you're, and for myself, I just want this to be known out there. I'm intentional in my lifestyle. I'm intentional in my calling because I made so many wrong decisions, Pastor V, by being or thinking I can only be successful in God if I brought on a partner that said they would help.
Correct.
I'm going to let that hum in there. Correct. That said they would help. But when it really came down to getting, you know, hard and gritty and hands dirty, like, oh, wait a minute, I didn't sign up for that. I signed up for a relationship, and you're asking me to partner? I heard partner in the beginning, but I thought you meant that was that now me and you were going to do our thing. And as a pastor or as a woman, let's just take the title out, as a man or woman of God that is dedicated to God, let me just speak for myself. I had to make a decision that was about me and God and not other people.
Right.
But the church assumes that just because you're single, that you can't be married to Jesus. They think it's fake. They think it's that's just a here, you know, a something we use as an excuse. But to be really dedicated and gone through all the other bad situations and the bad choices, but to really be dedicated to Jesus means you're single in the world's eye, but I'm not single. I'm taken. I'm not gay. I'm not disillusioned. I'm still the man that God called me to be, but I'm not single. But people still assume that because I don't have someone in my life or a relationship that people can identify on the outside as being engaged or in a relationship.
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Listen. Okay. So which way you want to go with this? Because you said a mouthful, and I have points on all of it. So let's talk with the first part that you said, and I call it kept and satisfied. So let's deal with that now, because we know that there is a lot of single people that is listening to us that are half and half. Let's just for numbers' sake, say that we split 50-50. 50% are kept and satisfied. 50% is saying, hey, I do desire to have someone, okay? So we're going to split it down the middle. So let's talk about, like you said first, that you're single by choice and dedication to God. So let's go to the word. When Paul said, I would suggest that you be single like me, but if you can't, then go ahead and find somebody to marry. And there's a lot of people who can be kept and satisfied and do not desire a relationship.
There is
nothing wrong with that. So we're here. Pastor E has said it. I'm backing him up on saying it. There's nothing wrong with that. So we're the 50-50 because Pastor E said he doesn't mind being kept and satisfied. I'm on the other hand saying, hey, I don't mind having someone if the right somebody, hello somebody,
right,
come along. But until then, I'm going to be okay.
I'm glad you said that because just because you're kept and satisfied don't mean you have desire.
Mm-hmm. Right. Don't go there.
You don't want me to go there yet. But since you brought the word in, I love the word. You know, we need that word in. I just want to read a scripture in 1 Corinthians 7:32, and the Bible says, and this is Paul giving it a illustration to the Corinthian church. But it says, "But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, how we may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife." There's a difference between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord. And it goes, see, both sides, that we're all equal in that area, because when you care about the things of the Lord, now that does not mean you will stay single. And I know we're going to get to that, but just to let our listeners know that the word backs us up, that really, really and truly, your first step should be caring about the Lord, being in a marriage to him, then being able to develop something else down the line.
Right. And see, the thing is that what the stereotype, there's two different set of stereotypes. So let's stay on this one, because like you said before, there's a stereotype that because there are people that desire to be kept by the Lord and be satisfied, that the only reason how they became that way is because they're bitter, angry, or devastated by some type of relationship. No, that's not always the case. Yes, we went through our trials and tribulations.
That is not the case.
But we have not allowed those trials and tribulations make us single and bitter and say, we ain't trying again. No, what we're saying is that we took a step back and said, listen, I did it my way for so many years, which is going in and do the jump thing.
Preach.
But now I'm going to do it God's way, and I'm going to back myself down, learn how to have peace, inner peace within myself, within my singleness with God until the change comes. The problem is you can't seek the change before you have the peace. And too many people are doing that. You're going ahead of
yourself.
You're
trying to fix it up.
Before receiving it. Right, before receiving the inner peace. Because I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you from experience, because if you go and seek the love and the relationship before you have the inner peace, when you get in that relationship, now you're going to be battling yourself in that inner peace that you did not get before the relationship.
Right,
now that
right,
person's going to look at you
right.
And say, is you crazy? Is you bipolar? Is something wrong with you? No.
You didn't put that on the resume. Wait a minute. When we went out, you did not tell me that part. You didn't expose that to me.
You didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me that you had inner issues. Deal with your inner issues first. And I'm sorry, men and women of God, I don't know how long it's going to take. I have been single now for 4.5, going on 5 years. This is the first time in life Pastor V has been this single this long. I'm like, oh, God, is you just telling me just give up? Stop.
Please, you don't want to know my years. You don't want to know my year. You don't want to know my time. But before we go into the actual physical linear time, let me just say that because of, and I'm speaking to a man and woman of God out there tonight that says, you know what, it sounds kind of like me, but I was a little bit lost in that. See, you have to know, first of all, how to be a husband and be a wife. For me, I'm learning to be a man of God. How right. I can be married to God and not cheat and not lie and not do anything dishonorable. See, for me, I have to learn how to be already successful, because like I said before, we get in relationships because that can help you financially, that can help you in ministry, that can help you in connections. There's a lot of things that we get in relationships for, but I made a decision that I could be self-sufficient.
Right.
And I know I'm not there yet. I could be what God has called me to be as a man, as a head, as a leader, as the what God, you know, has put in place. That's my motivation. I know, Pastor Valores, that for me to go to the next super level, I can't do it by myself. I already know that. He showed me that years ago.
There you go.
But he showed me so clearly that if I don't have the means, I can't make it with somebody else's means. Oh, I'm going to shut up on that one.
Ooh-wee. Because what did I always say? Most people say, what you bring to the table? I'm like, a table.
But who?
A table. But you better have a table. Don't bring
it. I got a table. I got furniture. I got furniture. You know, when you start making decisions, when you get to a point when you're making decisions that, well, we got two of each, now you know you're coming on the one of core.
You
now
go.
You're coming on the liquid, the level grounding. Now, I'm not saying that love is that far away from most of us, but our direction or our focus needs to be in a different place. That's what changed me, is that I know I'll be in a relationship. I know that for the awesomeness of growth, you cannot build unless you're building people of one, not just individual ministry, but marriage and raising children. And when you're really sowing into people's lives, you have to be fully functional. So I know that is a calling on my life, but I also know that there is a declaration on my life that this time I have to be in the right position. Not to call shots, but to offer shots.
Ooh, I like that one.
Did you like that?
I like that one. I got. I'm writing that down. You know I'm always right.
Go to write that down. Go. You know we family. Go ahead.
When you started and you said that it was by choice. Understand, back to the word again, there's two people that we can bring to mind out of the word when it comes to married and not being married. One was by choice, and that was Paul.
Right.
The other one was commanded by God, and that was Jeremiah.
God
told Jeremiah, you can't have a wife.
You can't have a
wife. Because of the things and situations he was going to go through. So there are some people, please hear me, men and women of God, there are some people that God is calling that you will not be going into that realm of marriage because you have too great of a calling on you that no human being is ever going to understand and be able to put up with you.
Or the revelation that's going to come through your singleness.
Exactly. What wife was going to stand there with Jeremiah while her husband was being talked about, beat, family turned, you know, they back on him, this, that, and the other. What wife was going to go through that? You have to understand that for the call, and we are persecuted all the day long for righteousness' sake. So there are some that have the great call that you will not be married husband or wife, men and women. And then there's some, like you said, Paul, who at time chose not to be married. But please understand, there was Paul, because of who he was, he had access to women. He may have possibly married. You can't be in the Sanhedrin court and not have a wife or have been with a woman.
Come on
so
now.
Understand that Paul made a choice later in life now to dedicate himself to God, to totally transfer over to that. So don't think that Paul was single and been celibate all that time. No, he wasn't.
No, hold on. Paul had wives. Paul had concubines. Paul had a whole herd before he met Jesus on that road. What was that road? Damascus. That boy had so much going on.
Listen,
when you got power like that, can we keep it real tonight? If people want to really talk about Paul, when you have that type of power, when you can walk into a city and people know that you have the power to take them or leave them, they offer everything. Mm. Especially people of fear that don't know their true calling. And believe me, correct. Paul had been contaminated completely. That is such a great.
Understood, but listen, Paul also understood that these women knew him in a different light. Okay, I'm sorry. Paul had money. Paul had camels and cows and Cadillacs. Okay.
Yeah. He had servants.
He had
gold in his satchels.
There was no woman that was not going to take Paul, and he was broke, living from house to house.
Come on now.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's not
city
that he did it just for that, but he knew that no woman was going to understand that now I am totally sold out and dedicated to God with absolutely nothing. I'm taking nothing from myself.
God.
Y'all
My
can
God.
Go ahead on and have that. I'm going to go ahead and take this life with God. Sometimes you got to break yourself down to nothing.
Can you imagine
to take this vow to God?
Can you imagine the women that Paul re-encountered after the road?
Listen, can you imagine the men that still encounter after the Damascus road?
Oh my God! Did you go there? Wait a minute! Oh my God! Did you go there? Because some of the same faces from before the Damascus show up after the Damascus.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
And they expect you to be the same thing. Oh, and then they get upset at you. They be like, wait a minute. Something's wrong with you. Are you gay?
Pastor.
Wait, are you gay? Pastor. Are you messed up?
Move on. New
Jesus.
Subject. Because that one right there is going to take us a minute. Lord have mercy. Help me. Glory. But yes.
After the
you
road.
You have to understand. After the road. Listen,
after
we need to
road.
Preach that. We got to write a book. Together called that after the road because
right there,
I
right
promise
there.
You
after the road
y'all listen because I text Pastor E texted me I think it was last week you said you're not on Facebook I said listen I had to do a complete shutdown
complete
my entire life when I say life I got off of Instagram Facebook I got off of everything because people was finding me from before the Damascus Road. And I was like, oh,
wait. Wait a minute. Oh, don't you see?
Help me. Lord, don't do this to me. Shut down. No contact. Nobody can't. Y'all can't find me. I'm in hiding. I'm like, David, I'm in a cave somewhere. I'm trying my hardest. But y'all don't understand. Okay.
You automatically put yourself in the lion's den. Said, no, I'm in the lion's den, but I know that God is covering me in there.
Right.
Have you ever thought about that? To enter into the lion's den willfully?
Wow.
Taste that. Marinate that. Because in the lion's den, there was, protection over death. Over attack and everything else. So I got to tell everybody. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. You did what? I had to shut down. She said, I had to shut down from everything.
Shut down. Because I'm telling you, the enemy has a card on hold for you.
Ooh,
and right when
it ain't
you
far
think,
away.
that you're about to get it together and you got it all together with God. And I'm not saying that you've arrived, but I'm saying you right there, because God spoke to me, my ministry. God was downloading and imparting into me. Another book was about to be all kinds of stuff. And all of a sudden the devil said, oh, you think you got it going on? Let me play this card. Played that card and almost lost my mind.
I know a word called doubt. I'm gonna throw at you right quick. And even though you're holy, even though you're prayed up, he still can put the influence of doubt in us. Oh, my God. Because the first question I said was, wait a minute, we still doing the show Friday? Oh, she said, oh, no. We going to talk about it. She said, but all that social stuff and all that, don't tag me because you ain't going to be able to find me. So the day when I put the event in, it was a big X over her name. Like, she would disappear.
I'm gone. I'm off the scene. Because, okay, and I'm glad that we're talking about that. I'm glad that we were able to enter into that, because the thing is that not only in my experience, Pastor E, so back to the serious moment, we are so serious, y'all, because not only just by my experience, by all, talking to other pastors, also studying, there's two books that I read. One is called I Am a Church Member, and the other one is called Outwitting the Devil. And the number one thing that brings leaders and pastors down is that's the number one thing.
And it's not because they're looking for it either. And it's not because they're looking for
somebody.
It's not because they're on the pulpit looking for some, y'all know what I, ooh, thank you, Jesus, I don't talk like that no more.
No. Because, you know, and then the number two thing, I'm going to tell you the number two thing. The number two thing is because of the depression that pastors and leaders go through, not just because of not having sex, but I'm talking about the ones that are in a position like yourself. I have made a choice to do this, and somehow they become weary in their well-doing by holding on through the struggle, and then they somehow let go because they can't take it no more.
I got to speak to somebody tonight. Don't let go because it works.
Don't let go because, listen, I tell people all the time, I need you to really read Samson. I need you to really understand Samson. Samson had a big, huge pressure and a weight on him for ministry, and he was lonely in his secret. He was lonely and not being able to share who he was and everything about him with somebody. So he kept trying to attach himself to things that didn't mean anything until he looked up on the wrong one meaning something to him.
That
and
listened.
He shared his secret.
No, she listened.
That listened.
My God.
That listened. And what's happening is pastors, preachers, and leaders need someone to listen to them. And unfortunately, they look up on the wrong one that then begins to pull them down, pull them away, and make them, like you said, begin that doubting process.
That doubting process. And that is of the enemy. And that's one of the things that is out there. But I am so glad that we could talk about this so freely, because it works on both sides. From the pulpit, I could tell you from testimony across the country. I'm not all that, but I've been used in a lot of different arenas. But it seems like when you're single and you're brought to bring a word, you're now put on a pedestal of availability. I want to break that spirit tonight. I want to cut that spirit down, because God in me makes me available to speak to others. It's not the position. It's not that. It's what God has sent us out to do. And we have to do better at that, because, you know, I don't get invited to a lot of places anymore. I'm going to tell you why. The pastor's wife is asking the pastor, why are you hanging with a single? Why is he single? Then when you come there and preach and you give a good word, the word goes forth. But then it comes to the point where we need to get him married. We got to make that our personal responsibility, that he got a good word in him. He need a wife. I'm married. I told y'all already. I am dedicated to Jesus. I got a ring on my finger.
Listen, you need to see my face right now, because I'm going to tell you, the anointing is attractive.
Oh, yes,
that's
it is.
That's the problem. Because most people will always ask me, I get asked so many times, Pastor V, why are you single? You know why? Because they come for Pastor V and not Valoris. Two different, you understand what I'm saying? We're not two different
no,
people.
No, there's,
but see, the anointing is what attracted you. So you're coming for Pastor V. But understand, if you're talking about having a relationship with me, you better have a relationship with Valoris. Because that's the girl
Ooh,
you got to deal with.
Let's talk about, let's throw a subject out there about multiple personalities. We're going to talk about that on our next broadcast. Because believe me, if you don't think it's more than one of you in you, then there is something wrong. I got
right.
voices all around. I battle with the voices all the time. I'm just learning to hone into the voice of Jesus. But believe me, that old me, the wannabe me, the
there
next year me, the right now me, trying to
right
make me do
me.
What that wants me to do, is always battling. The voices are always... I'll be telling Pastor V, I'll be preaching. I'll be like, don't think you're crazy because you're hearing voices. You'll be like, what do you mean hearing voices? I'm not talking about loud voices. I'm talking about in your head, trying to distract you to do wrong, trying to distract you to go unconscious. You are in a battle of your mind, and I am not crazy. But
my
I know crazy. I'm not crazy, Pastor V, but I know crazy.
No. The problem is and I'm going to keep it, y'all know me, I'm going to keep it 100 to 1,000. The other thing is the reason why they think that we need a husband or a wife, and I'm going to keep it real, because Pastor E, the pastors back when I was growing up do not look like you and other the fine, handsome, in shape, body type pastors and women we got now.
I'm
not trying to throw shade on anybody. But what I'm saying is, if you remember the pastors of old, they don't look like the pastors of today.
Oh, no, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't.
Glory
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh, God is elevating
God.
God has taken us to another level. Jesus. But you know what? See, that's the thing, is that everything must change. And when you're doing a new thing, not Jesus, because Jesus has already done everything. It's finished. It's complete. But when we're doing a new thing, other people cannot recognize that. I teach that, in that the battle of the mind is that you have a conscious mind that says you can do it all. Then you have a subconscious mind that says you have boundaries. Boundaries of your five senses, boundaries of your culture and authority, because your mama said this, your daddy said that, boundaries of your reasoning, boundaries of your past discretions. But see, when you cross over to the other side, that's what I'm trying to talk to somebody tonight that need to hear this, is that when you are dedicating to God, he's preparing you to find a good thing. When God is preparing you, he's getting you ready to know when a good thing comes. See, it's not only just a man finding a good thing, but it's also a woman being ready for a good thing. We need
being
to preach that one too.
Oh, I got you on that one. That, because listen, the women of today, I'm so sorry. If you're listening to me, please make yourself ready for the man that is to come. And making yourself ready, yes, of course, I need you to have your credit straight. I need you to have a bank card. I need your house clean. How about that? Let's start there. I need your house clean. I need to have some pots and pans. I need you to have something to be able to
level ground. Let's just call it level ground. We need some level ground.
Exactly. You need the basic things of what your husband is going to need and require from you. And you know, y'all on this new age thinking, talking about, well, he can cook too. No, baby.
Please know you can trust him.
Right. Get in the kitchen.
When you can't do it, when you can't do it, you better know your husband already did it.
Because you remember in my book, what did I write that poem? There's a poem called The Cleanup Woman.
The Cleanup Woman.
I talked about her.
Hey, you know, we blessed. We started a Friday Night Live, so... You know, like this Friday, we're doing Let's Talk About It. Next Friday is Friday Night Live. So every other week, we're doing Friday Night. We bless four mighty women of God with your book. And I've already got calls. Like, dude, where's she at? Man, that sound like me. Woo, Jesus. Like, so know that as God is speaking and as he's blessing and anointing, that the word is going forward, we need everybody out there to know this is about us. This is how we can start setting standards that we really respect each other. My whole point of this is that we really respect each other and really know that even though we work together, doesn't mean we got to be together. And just because we be together, you got to know, we got to be more particular. Ask the right questions. Know that, because remember in the beginning we were talking about, well, you know, we have seen it, have an attraction and all that, but when I put down what God has given me as a mandate, like, no, wait a minute, hold on. You just said you love God. You didn't say you were sold out for God. That's the difference in communicating and knowing that God is in place. I want to say a couple of things. We get to that point where I want to open up the lines if anybody would like to share with us, Pastor V. But I want to say a couple of things about why you still may be single, and not by any other choice other than God. The number one thing I found out is that you're not in a relationship is you're not ready. You don't even know how to have a relationship with God. How can I have a relationship with you when I can't relate with God and I say I love God? See, because I learned to love God, I'll love you because you're my neighbor first. Then you're my this. Then those things grow. But first, I know that I'm not ready because I need to learn to love God. Secondly, if you're not in a relationship for the glory of God, then that relationship should hold on, because covenant and marriage was made by God. But it was made for a union of one to glorify him. That may be the reason that you're still on hold. And third, finally, most of us need to deepen our trust in him. You are trying to get in a relationship trusting a man or trusting a woman or trusting finances or trusting that new car, that new house. We need to learn to really trust God. And it goes back to the principle here tonight. Is that when I can love God with my all, I don't care if it's in a personal relationship, a business relationship, or a love relationship, I'll give you my best.
Right.
That's my closing, Pastor V.
And before you open up the lines, one thing that I want to say is, you know, single, you know, most people always ask you, are you single? And the reason why people believe that you're available is because asking, are you single, is another form of asking, are you available? And we're the ones that have to change how they view asking us, are you single? Because if you say, are you single? I'm saying, yeah. To them, that means that I'm available. No, I'm single because I'm not with someone, but I'm not available at this moment because I'm still connected to God until he releases me. So
we have to make sure
that we begin to change.
Communicate
when somebody
better.
Asks us that, what that is. Yeah.
That's right. Communicate better. And I tell you, I said this earlier. When you change your standard, because I was talking of some experiences 10, 15, 20 years ago when I was hot on the market, Pastor Valores, still preaching all over the country around thousands and that front two, three rows was the available rows. I've been through that. I'm saying now, knowing how to speak to someone out there tonight and say you don't have to go through the same things. If you set a standard of where you are, because believe me, they don't come no more. The way, I mean, just it's a different lifestyle now because they already know the standard that I stand on. But if you're standing loose and you're standing Hold on. If you're standing in that arena and you ever give up, people always treat you that way. Stand on the promises of God and watch things happen. Come on, let's open up the lines. If you want to get in this conversation, dial one right now. We want to hear from you. Let's talk about it. Why are single people, you don't have to be a pastor, why are single people just considered to be available? Well, I'm not. I'm still in a love relationship with God. And if you want, if this is just a point in time for me to make another disclosure, then I'll make it. I am not available. I am dedicated to God. I am in love with God. I'll help anybody. I'll answer anybody's calls. I'll pray with anybody. I'll do whatever God has called me to do, but I'm not available. And I know that as clear in my heart because I'm still married to Jesus. And that marriage will never leave. Oh, it will never leave. But sometimes he going to let you go. Remember in the beginning, Pastor V, he said, it ain't good for me, for man to be left alone. But I got to shake this spot. I know I'm giving my own illustration. But it's time for me to shake this spot. Let me make you a helper. He's going to make the helper for me because he has so many things to do. But right now, he's teaching me how to be a provider. He's teaching me to be a leader. He's teaching me to be the man that he's called me to be. Yeah. Amen.
And he's teaching me to change my expectations.
Oh.
I didn't know that my expectations were, you know what I'm saying, almost not, only word I can call
unachievable.
It now, bougie. Right. Unachievably bougie. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and it wasn't
God.
That I wasn't open to anybody else, but I just had I would have a nose turned up like, oh, no.
Bam.
No.
I'm so glad you used that word. Say that word again. Bougie. Pastor E did not talk to Pastor Valores before this broadcast and asked her to bring up that word. Woo! But that spirit of bougie.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that in 2 weeks. The spirit of bougie.
Okay.
Eric code 323, last four, 9794. You are live on. Let's talk about it with Pastor E and Pastor B. Well, I can hear you talking, so it must be your number.
That
sounds like Mr. Carolyn. See, God set you up.
Because I called you on my phone, and when I press one, it didn't say the host cue. I said, Pastor, press one, because I'm going to talk.
You're live right now with myself and Pastor V.
Good evening, you guys. It's cute. It's so cute to me because me and Pastor Brenda was just talking about this tonight. And we was talking about Pastor E, too. I mean, just how much of a man of God he is and how he's so cool and how we love him and like him. And I have to say this, it is so ghetto, though, but we were holding a conversation one day and somebody said, and Pastor E is fine and he just, and I looked up and said, Pastor E don't want you. And then they said, that was so mean of you to say. I said, but that had to have been Bubbles that said that. But honestly, he don't.
That's my family. Tell me real.
He don't. But I was just talking about
Before you say anything else, I just want to embrace you. That doesn't matter. Let's let that go. But your transparency and your willingness to be real is what we need more of on this broadcast. Let's talk about it. It's about being real. We go through things.
Yeah.
We see situations, but we got to be so real with each other that we can say, hold on. First of all, that's my daughter in the ministry. First of all, I'm mentoring her. No, you stay away from that.
Right. But I wanted to
go ahead.
It's like the women of today, they don't even have to be like godly women. And they could just go to church and see like what Pastor V just said about how the preachers don't look how they used to look. They could just go to church and see that eye candy and don't care if the first lady is sitting there or not. They gonna try to flirt, they gonna try to talk. So church is not what it used to be, but then you got these hooligans that's just walking up in there. I personally know someone that messed with a pastor, but he bit into it. So it's about the pastors of today, too. Everybody's not a pastor, eat out of draw the line. You know what I'm saying? Because this man had a first lady and five kids sitting on the front row, and he ended up having twins with her. You know what I'm saying? But and then when he went back to his wife, she wanted to to tell the whole church and tell on him so he loses his title. But had you not put yourself in that predicament, you wouldn't have been stuck. So you have to go to church. You have to have a relationship with God. And I was just talking about myself. I've been married 5 times. And what Pastor E said was, I wasn't ready. I just wanted a husband. And I got a lot of other things along with that husband. I got beat up. I got sent to jail. I mean, a lot of things transpired. So I'm loving this new walk. I'm loving these shows. I'm loving listening to you guys because I really learn and I really be writing stuff. It might be over 100 different papers, and I always throw all that scribble scrabble on one thing, and when I get time, I write it all down neatly. But you guys are really teaching. I know I'm learning. I'm learning big time. And even I want a husband. I do. But, you know, that's why I don't need one, because I want one so bad.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I want to talk to the 2 points that you had said real quick. Like you said that, you know, women and men, you know, walk up in a church and, you know, they see, you know, the fine sisters or brothers or whatever. And the problem is that what happens is that they think that church men and women have it together and they will make the perfect mate. But don't understand that, again, it's still an individual that still has struggle, an individual that still has issues, an individual that still has, you know, children, sick mama and everything else that still comes with life. So the problem is that they're looking for, oh, he got to be perfect because he a minister or he a pastor. You know, Pastor E got to be perfect. But if I really probably spend time with Pastor E, I'd be like, oh, you do that? You know what I'm saying? You brush your teeth? You pop your gum? You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Hold on. That takes that much time for you to come to bed? You stay in the office all day and then you come home and you on your computer? Wait a minute. Hold up, homie. Wait a minute. You didn't tell me that at dinner. That is why it's so important for us to ask the right question.
It's so important that the person understands that there's still another individual that you have to get to know. The other thing that I want to talk to you again, and that's going to be another broadcast possibly, is the fall of that pastor that bit the apple. And I can honestly say I understand because I once did the same thing as well. And it comes, again, not so much to blame the home, because we do need to be in God. But if you're at home and home is not being taken care of properly, and, again, there's a loneliness of mind, spirit, or emotions, unfortunately, it's easy for people to slide in. Because when I got ordained pastor, my ex-husband told me he did not sign up for this and killed my entire spirit. So therefore, there is a comforting.
There's a void. There's a void. No, there's a void.
There's a comforting. There's a void, and unfortunately, because of the void, I only know natural comfort. And because of natural comfort, I went outside of the marriage you understand what I'm saying? So I'm not giving an excuse for anybody and what it is that they're due, because I promise you, God spoke to me today, no laborer left behind. Because I have too many pastors that are being left behind and not
left
being
behind.
Mentored, not being supported, not being whatever, because of the issues that they're dealing with and struggling with, and therefore the people see them, and all of a sudden they talk about them, but you didn't understand where it came from.
Can we start a movement? Can we start a movement?
Hold on,
Mr. Carroll, I'm going to let you come in, but I just got to say this.
Okay.
Can we start a movement that anybody that has been disgraced and thought that God was done with you, come here. Let us tell you that when you repent, oh my God, and when you come before Him honestly, He still can use you. He ain't done with you yet. He still wants you, but He needs you to confess and to come to Him truthfully. And we want to help you here, because Pastor V, before Minister Carolyn comes with this, and I know she's going to really tone into that. See, that's why our shows got to be dynamic, is because everything people are talking about, I believe, and I know this, and we haven't even talked about our past. We have experienced every area that somebody been through.
Right.
Yes, I used to pull Why can I so passionately talk about how don't use the pulpit unless I what? Use the
pulpit. Right.
My God, forgive me. And he has. But you see, we're talking from experience because I have used and I've done things. Oh, my God. I've been preaching and
yes, sir.
Doing a lot of other stuff at the same time.
Yes, sir.
My God. My God.
Yes,
but
sir.
He still was there for me when I said I must confess.
That's right.
Minister Carolyn, go ahead. I just had to put that in there because there's somebody out there saying, wait a minute, they called my they stepped on my toe. They called my number. They talking about me. We only talking about you to let you know that you can still be free.
That's right.
I just had wanted to say that people find like what Pastor V just said about how people think that ministers and pastors, they have it all together. But some people look at it as glamour. It's glamorous to them, or they have scored brownie points, or people will look at them different. If they're, because I remember talking to one of the lifers that had got out of prison, and he called me, and he was up north, and we were talking, and I guess somebody asked him who he was talking to. And he goes, this is Carol, and then I could hear him whispering or putting the phone away, and he goes, and she's a minister, too. But I heard him. So I said, what did you just tell him? He said, oh, I just said you're a minister. I said, did you tell him I was crazy, too? Like, you know.
No, not crazy. Did you tell him I'm 5150? I'm not crazy.
Okay,
I'm 5150. I got multiple personalities. Look, check this out. I got multiple personalities.
Like,
don't play
you
with
know,
me.
She's perfect. Like, she got it. But I need him to know that, you know, that's not because I haven't arrived. I'm getting there. I'm working on it. I'm trying to run towards being to have been there. But I still got, like, what the record say, 25 miles to hell, whatever that record say. But, you know, I'm still there. I'm getting there. So, but just because you're a minister or pastor, everybody thinks it's okay. And, yeah, some people like that. They want to be there. You know, and when
they want other people to think you're there.
To want me, not because I'm a minister, but because they genuinely care, because they believe in God, because they believe in what I'm doing, because I look for other things so many times. Like, I just wanted somebody that was popular or that was 5150 that everybody was scared. I mean, because that's the lifestyle I live. But now I want what God wants me to have, and his will for me is abundance. And so I want a man that's going the same way. But I'm not going to sit on the front pew waiting on no pastor.
Okay, then stop wanting a man and let a man find you. Because when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing.
I'm on her side. We working on it. Just leave us alone.
Y'all trying to double team.
But my hard part is gonna be having them go through Pastor E. Whoever I'm with, they gotta go past my mentor. That's gonna be a tough job right there.
Oh no, they got to come through me.
My husband to your daddy.
See, I love that because they got to come through me. No, hold on. You said you want to take me out? Call Pastor E first. And I want to put it out there for all my sisters, all my covenant sisters out there. Give them my phone number first. When they ask, can I get your number? Like, yeah. Give them 562-413-3710. And then they go ask.
A lot of women would save themselves some trouble if they did that. A lot of women would save yourself a lot of trouble if you get yourself rooted and grounded in a ministry, then get connected to your leader, know who your leader is, know what their lifestyle is, know what they love and believe about God, and then when you meet a man, then bring them to the pastor. My bishop said, don't you bring me that man, another. Don't you bring me? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has
don't
to
bring
meet
me
him.
A now another man up here. Don't bring him. No. He'd be like, don't bring him to church. Bring him to Bible study.
Because everybody, if you say that you like me, then I was like, okay. If you say you like me. me didn't come to church. And I would always introduce. And then all of a sudden, Bishop would ask, what happened to him? Oh, he didn't last. He like,
because I told him he wanted to talk to you. No, before you even give him your seven digits, give him mine. I'm talking to all my covenant sisters out there. Give them mine. You know I answer, too. Y'all know I answer. And if I don't get it, I will call back. Give them my number, and they're going to be like, oh, wait a minute, that's too much. Dude was saying, I have standards and requirements and principles I have to live by and even talk to you. That's the way it should be. And guess what? I should be able to do the same thing. Oh, no. Oh, okay, all right. You say you say that I've been called to be your pastor. Here, I got a number for you.
Right.
Call Pastor V. Call Minister. No, come to the shop and minister and meet Minister Carolyn, and automatically they're going to be like, no, he got too much protection.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
No, that's real talk. That's real talk.
But
that's what
is.
We need
it
more
is.
Of. When I talk about covenant, I know some people get it, but when I say covenant partner, that means I got you. No
that's
matter
right.
what.
Right,
I'm coming. Right, I got you. I'm a fill in. I'm gonna make sure when it's weak, I can be strong. When you got lack, I can feel filling and let you know that you can be strong on your own. But I still got you.
Right.
That's covenant. See, that's what
is bond
covenant.
Too. He'll have you.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of times I replay in my own mind, and just I know that Minister Terry probably do the same thing. You already play in your mind what Pastor E might already be saying. So you be like, you ain't even it. I'm sorry. Because you can't even. I already know what he going to say about you, and I know what he going to say about that. And I hear him, that's okay. Next. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
so
next.
After a while,
push it.
Right. So you already know. That's why I'm still single for so long, because I can't even bring nobody to Bishop, because I be like, you ain't, He going to chew you up. That's okay, sir. Sorry. they don't even know that.
And
I'm like.
And to be honest with you, it's not really a chewing up. It's an accountability.
It is.
To
right.
know how to ask the right questions.
It is.
And get the right answers. Just don't fall for anything.
Just don't fall for anything. I know there was one gentleman, and then I'll let y'all. It was one gentleman. We were doing some work on a house, and I went over there, and I said, I need to go tell my bishop do some work. And so then he said, okay, I'll come with you. And I said, okay, cool. And then the next day when I ended up talking to my bishop, he said, nope, he's not it. I saw this, I saw that. I'm like, I wasn't even looking. I didn't even see all that. He saw more than I saw and told me, he said, nope, that ain't it. I saw this. He was lazy about doing this and doing that and doing this and doing that. And you
he was late.
Like, oh,
he was late. First of all, he was 15 minutes late. I'm done at that point.
He was lazy. I had to redirect
him. Look, be like, Pastor, I got this brother go come by and he likes me. He's 15 minutes late. He'll never make it with me. Number two is that there are certain standards that we as men know about ourselves because we did the same thing. And I want to say this. I want to say this in closing. And I'm gonna get off of here at this point. Minister Terry was in the queue, but I think she hung up because she's at work tonight. But I want to say this in closing, and I'm gonna let you guys go forward from that point. Is that? First of all, singleness can be a gift from God.
Right.
You can also take singleness as an advantage to get closer to Him. But the number one thing that we need to know is that God is extending your time, what you think is alone, to be covenant with Him. God wants more of you. As a matter of fact, He requires more of you. And even when you think you made it, He requires more. And then when you go to that level, He wants to know that not only do you trust Him, but can He trust you? Trust you to make the right decisions. Trust you to be in the right environments. Trust you to answer the right phone calls. And most of all, trust you to be with the people that are not about you, but about God. And then you'll find. You'll be found. You'll be exalted. And then God can have His way. I encourage everybody out there tonight to know God is not finished with you. I'm going to say it again. God is not finished with you, but you got to stop being finished with yourself. Pastor V.
You made some good closing remarks. I echo the same thing you said. I have nothing more to say.
Oh, I like that. See, I put that one on there because that must have been really, 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 really on point for Pastor V not to put on top of it. But I want you to know, everybody out there, that we're both available from experience and making wrong choices, not of experience of having the best things happen. I'm talking about, we are available for you guys, everybody, because of mistakes. That's why I'm here. Because I made mistakes. I did the wrong thing. And I suffered for it. But today, I'm free. Because I know that who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm free. I am living proof that you can be free in God. I am living proof that you can have a personal relationship. I am living proof. If one person dials one right now, I'll give you a shirt. I am living proof. Pastor V, I got you. Don't dial one. I'm going to send you one because I need you to model in Wisconsin. Pastor, I'm going to stop calling her this because she ain't ready. Minister Terry, welcome to the broadcast. Let's talk about it.
Yes, let's talk about it, family. You know.
I bet you came back because I couldn't let you go.
Yes, I couldn't get off this because it's hot, I tell you. I'm listening to you guys. Pastor Reed, good evening to you, Pastor E, the listeners, Minister Carolyn. I tell you, but you know what? Just being single, I'm listening to you guys. Being single, we have to be content. And Pastor E, I heard what you say, different personalities. And I know me, myself, I have different personalities. I have that one that I just need to be to myself. And that's me, you know. Anybody that's close to me know. In a relationship takes time. It takes a lot of time. And right now, I don't have that time. I have to get his word. My relationship with him is my priority right now, you know. And I have to love God and love myself, and I'm content with that. And I know a lot of these singles, they're not looking for love, the men. They're not even looking for a wife. Some of them are looking for help, and some of them are looking for a warm body for the night. So we have to be, as women, we have to realize that, you know, if we don't know the word of God and know, the one who God sends will find you. No matter where you are, no matter how many personalities you have, when it's time. And it may not be that time, you know, and I know, but I'm content, and we have to be content in being single. But if it's something that you want to be in a relationship, you want marriage, you want a husband, you want a wife, then you should pray. That's something you should pray specifically to him. That's what you want, and be specific about it, how you want him. If you want him tall, sharp, fat, you know, built, be specific for the Heavenly Father to send him. But I think a lot of it is just being content where you are. Women, we don't just chase, men. And men, we shouldn't be chasing men. Yes, you know, men should be chasing women, especially for the long reach. Because sometimes you can be somewhere, especially out in public or somewhere, even at church, and they just look at you like you're a piece of meat. And we're more than that. Amen.
Amen. But can we also share with people out there is that, my God, can I be real tonight? I mean, I just want to really be, the desires and the feelings don't go away. This flesh is steadily crying out to you to feed the flesh.
No, you can say,
Pastor E is talking so good, and whoa, what a word! I still fight with the flesh.
Amen.
It does not disappear, my God. It does not go away. But there is a comforter.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
But stop fooling yourself.
That's the thing I think people don't understand. And again, even though when you're talking about singleness, of course, the mind always go into having relations, okay? But understand, everybody's fight is different.
Yeah.
Everybody's fight is not the same. If you don't have a fight with relations, but your fight is with gossiping or lying, that's your fight. Don't judge me on my fight. You understand what I'm saying? Don't judge me
on
mine. I can't judge you on yours. Yours is no worse than mine. Remember, sin is all sin, whether mine is this or yours is that. And I think that that's the thing, is that they always look at that having a desire for relations is the worst one ever. Like, God, you're just God awful. No, I'm sorry.
No,
I was born into sin, shaped into iniquity.
Come on now.
Again, what I always say, if I gave Pastor E vanilla ice cream only, all he's going to have is a craving for vanilla ice cream. Not until I introduce him
to
other flavors is he going to have a craving for more flavors, for chocolate, then for strawberry. There's some of us that's been at Baskin Robbins and had all 31 flavors, and I'm sorry, we just got an issue and a struggle. So don't judge me or anybody else based upon their appetite. Some have, you know what I'm saying?
Man.
Some just stopped at cigarettes, but some went to cigarettes, weed, and alcohol. Some just went, you know what I'm saying? Their appetite got bigger by the introduction of the sin. So, therefore, they're in the struggle. So, you got to always be mindful. Until you know my story, can you understand my praise?
Until
you know my struggle, can you understand why I fight so hard? I might not fight as hard as you because you haven't went through as much as I have or Pastor E has.
What?
And there's not to say that we're better than you or you're any less than us. What we're saying is help us to fight.
Yeah.
Just pray for us. Do what you can for us. Don't talk about us. Don't put us down. Be like, man, if you know, hey, Pastor E was out there in them streets. Man, he was a thug. He was a gangster. He was a roller. He was this. Then you understand what his struggle is. His struggle is, if I ain't got $2 in my pocket, I know how to flip that $2 and make it $2,000 in about 2 seconds. Don't play with me.
Fast. But look in the mirror. That's all I say to everybody is look in the mirror.
Please,
I don't care what, and I love when you said sin is sin. There is no equation on sin. The wages of sin, he didn't say big sin, little sin, middle sin.
Hmm.
The wages of sin is what? Death. Look in the mirror and know that you got your own issues and you have your own things that happen. But this is what happens about less talking about it, is that we understand that we all are just alike. We have our own issues. We have our own measure of faith. We have our own, but we are just alike because we all got problems. I need you guys.
That's right.
You need me.
We need each other.
You need us to keep talking like this.
We need each other.
Yes, we need you guys need to hear us talk so straight. We might have said some things tonight that really stepped on your toe. You should have been out the way of my shoe. But anyway.
Yeah.
that's why the apostles weren't alone. Paul wasn't alone. He had Timothy. He had people that he could still talk to, even in his struggle. He had Silas. You understand what I'm saying? It might have not been the same person all the time, but he still had somebody. You can't do this thing alone. I'm sorry. I wish that we could, but you can't do it alone. Yes, you need God, but God also put a mentor and he put a support person in your life. But you just got to be transparent with them. You just got to be real with them. Pastor E is that, and that you know about him and I, we're transparent to the world. We're on national broadcast and we're transparent to the world. Because guess what? Don't nobody want to take it to the world. Everybody just want to keep it in their little four corners of their house. No, I'll take it to the world and tell you what I've done. But I also tell you about the grace of God, that good God Almighty, that saved me, changed me, transformed me,
and will keep you from going back. And he will.
Man.
He will hold you. He will sustain you. He will give you everything, all the desires of your heart, but it is up to you. My God. This went there. We done went there, Pastor V.
Sorry, we went there. We'll teach the prodigal son. I'll tell you about the prodigal son. I'll tell you what happened for real.
The real talk.
You understand what I'm saying? The real talk on the prodigal son. Come on now. When you understand what I'm saying? You get anxious and you're ready to leave and you're ready to do stuff on your own. That's what he did. He wanted to do stuff on his own. He didn't want to be obedient to the Father. And we get
too
anxious
to take,
He wanted to take the quick out, the easy way out, and this, that, and the other. But let me tell you, when you spend all that you have, and I'm talking about all that you have, not just money. I'm talking about your integrity. I'm talking about your credibility. I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about you just spent everything.
everything.
But you, then you'll turn around and go back to God. But we're trying to keep you from having to go down that far. That's
yes.
what we're here to do, is to keep you from not spending all that you have, that you feel that you have no hope and that God won't even take you back. Yes, he will. Even
yes,
if you don't spend it all, yes,
he
will.
Never let you go. See, that's the good thing about God.
One thing that you better not spend, though, you better not spend prayer. If you ain't got nothing else, you better hold on to prayer. You better say,
pray.
Lord, I don't know what to say, but I'm going to talk to you out of the best. Keep your prayer, because that's the only way that the devil will stay off of you.
My God.
Keep praying.
My God. Oh, y'all, all my covenant partners out there saying, he told her that? No. Jesus did the most important thing in his 33 years on this earth, and he prayed.
Prayer
is the key. Yeah, prayer works, but you got to know how to pray, and you got to know who you're praying to, and you have to know it's not your will, but the will of God, and then you have to know that the will of God is for everybody, not your interest, but the interest of others. Family, this week, we kick this off. We're going to do part two in 2 weeks. Next week is Friday Night Live here at Ease Teach for You, 1112 East Artesia Boulevard, Long Beach, California. Y'all gonna mess around, and Pastor Vigo, we gonna get her up in here on a surprise visit, and y'all been reading her books and reading her poems, and all of a sudden she gonna pop up in here. Watch, I got many guests that we're about to bring out here for the new launching of Friday Night Live. But next weekend, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yes, we're going to go live next week. We didn't do it this week because it was last week because it was the first time. But we're going to go live from now on. But we want everybody to support Friday Night Live. But we also want everybody to invite somebody, to invite somebody, to invite somebody, to invite somebody for Let's Talk About It. Not next weekend, but the following, that we can go to the next level. Part two, why do people assume just because you're single that you're available? Make a stand. Let people know already. Hold on. Before you even come up in that realm, I can see the look in your eye. Am I being too real? I see the look in your eye. I see the flavor that you're coming with me. Let me tell you right now, I ain't going there.
No,
you can speak in tongues. You can say Philippians 4:13. You can do whatever, but stop right there. I'm not going there until you know that God has put you in a place to do that. Close your remarks, Pastor V.
Amen. I'm definitely just loving the flow of this conversation. I do pray that this helps someone. Please share. We tell our story to somebody else and be like, hey,
help me.
I need you to come and listen to this man and this woman of God who's really keeping it real and letting us know that God can change anybody. He can do anything, no matter the mistake, no matter what it is, no matter what it was, God can do it. And being single, man, embrace your singleness. Enjoy your singleness, because when you finally do get that husband that she was talking about that she desiring, baby, you're going to be on lockdown. So you might as well. Now we can come and go as we please. You can do what you want. You ain't got to answer to nobody. But, you know, having that husband, that wife, that means you got to change your whole dynamic of it. So enjoy it now, because then when it comes, then, you know, God has prepared you for all those things as well.
Man, ain't that something? And I'm going to tell you something else that the woman of God said, she going to send them to me. She going to get the right one, because I'm hard. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell this one thing. I want to shout out to the celebration of life of Aretha Franklin. She sold into my life many years. Her songs have blessed me. And I just thank God that she is no longer in pain and sickness, but she is in the presence of him, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But let me tell you something right now. Don't wait till then for it to happen. Let's make it happen now and know that he knows your name. I need some worshipers to stay on the line tonight. Don't hang up. I know you think it's the end. But we've been talking about some serious things, and you just can't let it go. You have to go before the Lord and ask for the protection, for the guidance, for the leading. And it's only in the worship I find myself decreasing.
He knows my name.
I find myself nothing.
He knows my name.
I find myself submitted.
He knows my name.
The Bible says that he knew your name before the foundation of the world.
He knows my name.
My God, worship him and know that you know that
how he walks with me.
He walks with me. Hey.
So how he talks with me.
He talks with me. Oh, yes, he does.
So how he tells
me. Where my worship was at? Somebody say, Jesus.
I am his own.
One-on-one, me and him, him and me, I am. He called it. Put your name on it. Go to the next level of anointing and say, I receive
you.
You know my name. I am your child.
And oh, how you comfort me.
Come on, somebody needs some comfort tonight.
And oh, how you counsel me.
Come on and counsel me, Jesus.
It still amazes me.
Come on and amaze. Worship.
Pour out my heart to you.
You can lift your hands, stomp your feet, clap your hands right now.
Here in your presence, I am made new.
You know my name.
So now
you call me Jesus. Of your own, each you did.
Here in your presence, I am made.
I have been made whole. Yes, I have. Come on, say. Put your name on it tonight. Say, you know my name. My name.
Oh, how you walk with me.
You walk with me to change my name to alive.
Oh, how
recreate, transform,
you come with
dedicated,
me.
Committed to you.
Oh, how you
set
me.
I just want to bow down before you, Jesus.
So I trust
your name on it right now.
You know my name.
The Spirit of God is moving right now.
You know my name.
You know my name. Come on.
You know my name. Oh, oh, how you walk with me. Oh, how you walk.
You walk.
I'm in love with you.
You walk with me.
Oh, how you,
I can hear
just
your voice
with you. Oh, how you, I belong
you
to
care
you.
Care for all my needs according to your riches.
I am your own.
I am your own. You know my name. You know my name. I'm sorry if you're still in the line. I got to worship him. You know my name. And that's why I worship you. Family, God bless you guys. I love you. Know that you are honored, loved, and appreciated. But most of all, you are beautifully made by God. Because he knows your name.